your food.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting this out tonight with a story I mentioned way too many times last night, and we never got to it, so I always feel guilty about not getting to something. So let's talk about Girls Gone Wild, the founder of Girls Gone Wild.
So now we're as bad as Fox News.
Well, now, I've seen some clips of the Girls Gone Wild, and I don't really understand what all the excitement is about. It's about as tame as pornography can get. I don't even know if you can really even call it pornography. I mean, maybe there are some that are more pornographic than others. As I understand it, there's a whole bunch of different Girls Gone Wild videos, like an entire series of them. But the impression that I've gotten, at least from the advertisements I've seen, is that it's pretty much just teenage girls taking their tops off. And maybe their bottoms. I don't know. But, nudity, is nudity even pornography? That's an arguable position.
Yeah.
And if you want to chime in, you're certainly welcome to do so at 800-259-9231 on what you think porn is. I don't know if Girls Gone Wild qualifies, but nonetheless, there's no doubt that it upsets a lot of people, right? I mean, the idea that girls, teenage girls, 18, 19 years old, are, I guess in some cases 17, which is why he's in trouble with the law, these teen girls are going out and getting drunk and taking their tops off and signing waiver forms, allowing themselves to be shown on these videotapes and DVD sets.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that upsets a lot of people in America, and so a number of people are very happy that Joe Francis is currently sitting in a jail cell. Though we know from experience, you, Mark, having actually been in prison, and a number of our listeners having had experiences being put in jail for a few nights or a night or two, that we've heard their stories, sometimes things can get kind of awful in there. I mean, jail on its own is a bad experience, but when you're tortured and you're in jail, it just makes it worse. And that's what Joe Francis is alleging. He's alleging he was tortured. From the Associated Press, the founder of Girls Gone Wild franchise has accused Grady County jailers of going wild and torturing him during a brief stay at the facility. Joe Francis is now jailed in Reno, Nevada, where he awaits trial next year on a federal tax evasion charge. Among other things, guards threatened to strap Francis naked to a chair for 48 hours while he was in custody there from May 17th to June 4th. His attorneys alleged in a legal filing that's part of an effort to get him released on bail in a Florida case. The attorneys declined a request from the Oklahoma to discuss the allegations. Francis, who's 34, was held in Oklahoma for 2 weeks while being moved from a Florida jail to the Nevada facility. Grady County is paid to detain inmates for the Oklahoma City Federal Transfer Center when that facility is at capacity. So it was a temporary stay.
So he was told that he was going to be tied to a chair naked for 48 hours?
Well, Grady County officials have denied the accusations. The jail administrator says Mr. Francis was treated like every inmate that comes through the Grady County Law Enforcement Center. And that sort of a statement doesn't give me anything to feel good about. That could just mean that they treat all their inmates equally awfully. But Francis has made millions of dollars with the Girls Gone Wild videos and DVDs, which feature predominantly college-age women exposing themselves, often during spring break. Sometimes the women kiss or engage in sexual activities at the urging of the cameraman. His attorneys allege jailers in Oklahoma tortured Francis, including denying him needed medication and social visits. The day he was supposed to be transported to Reno, Grady County guards made him dispose of his commissary, or food, clothing, hygiene products, bedding, and blankets, for the move. While waiting in line to be transported to a bus, one of the guards instructed him to step out of the line. He was told he would be going nowhere and ordered back to his cell. Francis had already given his entire commissary away and had no bedding or blankets. The commissary could not be replaced for days, his attorneys wrote in one legal filing. Mr. Francis again and again begged for a blanket, they wrote. As you might be aware, it's kept pretty cold in these jails.
Keeps the germs down.
They wrote that the guards threatened to strip him and strap him naked to a chair with only a hole for defecation for 48 hours. Now, we know these special chairs do exist, these detention chairs or torture chairs or whatever you want to talk about. One of our listeners had told us that they had strapped him in to one of those when they were being extra mean. So I believe that this chair absolutely exists.
I've never seen one.
The sheriff, Kieran McMullen, laughed at the accusations. He said there are special chairs available in case someone's trying to hurt themselves or something, but I'm not familiar with him ever being threatened with that. Well, that doesn't mean anything. The guards can say and do all kinds of things when the sheriff's not around.
Sure.
The jail administrator said Francis was never placed in a restraint chair. Jailers did delay his move to Reno after finding out his family had somehow been notified when he was to be moved. The sheriff was talking about how that's a security risk, blah, blah, blah. He said federal inmates are not allowed to take commissary with them when they leave. The jail administrator said Francis was never denied a blanket, although we had to take one from him because he was given more than what is allowed. Francis faces criminal charges of using minors, of use of minors in a sexual performance, and conspiracy to use minors in a sexual performance after two girls, then 17, were videotaped in 2003 in sex acts in a motel shower. He denies wrongdoing, saying he can't be held responsible because the girls lied to a cameraman about their age and because he wasn't in the bathroom at the time. And indeed, how possibly could Joe Francis be held responsible for the actions of his cameraman?
It's an excellent question. I mean, just because he runs the business doesn't mean he's there.
And also, let's look at what the cameraman did. I mean, the fact is, these guys go out to the spring break locations where there's teenagers all over the place. Probably getting drunk.
Hey, you want to make a few $100, babe?
Right. I don't know how much they pay him. You know, $50. Who knows what it'll take? I'm sure they start low and then they go up to a certain set amount that they're not allowed to go any higher than.
Sure.
So they offer the girls some money and the girls say, yeah, sure, I'll take my top off for $100. And then you get them to sign a waiver, some sort of release form allowing them to use the footage in their DVD
mm-hmm.
and shoot the footage. Move them on, and that's it. It's probably a typical situation. They probably move through hundreds of these situations, and when they're filming,
they would have to. They have to keep new footage coming.
Right. So, I guess this comes back to sort of that issue of statutory rape, even though no one was raped in this particular case. It's mm-hmm. still that underage sex issue, where
because I'm not real impressed with the level of torture that Mr. Grady got.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. But certainly keeping a blanket from someone is, I think, somewhat torturous.
That's the claim he has. Their claim is that he didn't get an additional blanket.
Well, the claim is they took away all his blankets. And, of course, the jail is going to tell you a different story.
Of course they are.
And they have no reason to admit what I'm doing.
Yeah, the thing is that sometimes convicts are going to lie and sometimes officers are going to lie. And I don't think he should be in there. I don't think he's done anything wrong, but as to him being tortured, I'm still color me dubious.
It's not waterboarding, but nonetheless, taking a blanket away from somebody where the temperature is 50 degrees is pretty awful.
Well, you're taking their word at it. I don't know that I'm quite ready to.
No, I have no reason to disbelieve. I mean, there are far more awful allegations that come out of America's jails than this. So,
there's plenty of convicts who will lie in order to get some better treatment or get their captors in trouble or whatever. I mean, there's mm-hmm. there's all kinds of them out there.
Oh, I understand that, but you and I both know that the captors probably aren't going to get in trouble for this because there's no real proof beyond his word. So it's
right.
It's their word versus his word.
They're probably not, and I don't know that I would get them in trouble over this. I don't know if
what could happen. You can't really do anything. I mean, they're the jail. They're pretty much immune from getting in trouble.
If I were the sheriff, I don't think I'd punish these guys. I don't. There's not enough evidence.
I totally understand, Mark. Yep. I'm just telling you there are allegations of torture here.
Yep.
And it gives us an excuse to talk about Girls Gone Wild
yep.
and how they do their business.
I think their business is fully legitimate.
I think so, too. And I think it's legitimate even if they're getting scammed by a 17-year-old girl that is lying about her age.
Right.
I don't think it's fair to say that men, in the case of the men that were doing a business here and recording these girls, or a man that was perhaps interested in taking one of these girls home with him and, fooling around or whatever, and then he gets a statutory rape charge. I think it's a similar situation in that essentially it seems like the burden of proof, as far as age is concerned, determining a young person's age, apparently is on the guy. It's
right.
apparently on the
unfair.
The older person. I suppose it could work in the reverse, like an underage male getting together with an older female, but you don't normally hear about those stories. So I want to know from you if you think that the burden of proof should lie with the older person. How educated should someone be at spotting a fake ID? Because a lot of these teenagers, they have these fake IDs so they can go into bars and drink. And if a girl, I mean, first of all, asking someone to show their ID in a sexual situation is kind of awkward. But even if you did ask them to show an ID, how would you, I mean, how can you be expected to identify?
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the single CAI toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We're talking about a situation involving the founder of Girls Gone Wild. If you've, I guess, been up at late at night watching television, you've probably seen some of the advertisements for this.
Yeah, the infomercials used to be everywhere.
And he's in jail
right now.
They must
have worked, too.
He's in jail right now because apparently when he was when his crew was filming down in Miami, they filmed a couple of 17-year-old girls who apparently took off their clothes and then performed a sex act on one another, which, of course, by legal definition, probably is child pornography. Of course, you know, the idea that a 17-year-old girl is somehow incapable of making a decision about sex, but yet an 18-year-old girl is, seems
right.
pretty
if
assured
she's 17,
to me.
If she's 17 and a half, where does she get the capacity to make that decision in 6 months?
17 and 364 days. She's apparently completely unable to make those decisions for another 24 hours. I mean, that's all absurd. But I want to know from you if you think this is something, if you think these laws are good, if you think Joe Francis should be in a prison cell right now, 1-800-259-9231. And I can tell you a lot of people in America do. I'm looking at this article from the Tulsa World and reading some of these comments, and people are calling him a criminal. They're calling him a scumbag. They're saying he took advantage of these girls. And I just don't know if I agree. I mean,
right.
Look.
Did they get their money?
They got paid, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't either. Look, you go out in public and you get drunk and someone comes up and asks you to take your clothes off and hands you cash? How's that taking advantage exactly? Are you completely incapable of thinking? I mean, do you not realize? Are you that wasted where you don't understand that there's a man standing in front of you with a video camera in his hands, giving you cash, asking you to sign a form? I mean, how wasted do you have to be to not get that?
Right. They got the money there, and then they're likely got more money from him in some kind of civil suit or going to.
Right. Now, isn't that also an insult against these girls? I mean, aren't you also, by saying that they're victims here, aren't you also insulting them and saying they're stupid, essentially? You're gullible?
Well, they're likely saying it themselves in order to make more money.
I understand that. I'm talking about the people that are, you know, trying to take their side on this.
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of a subtle attack on their intelligence? That's
apparently
how it seems to me. And really, how many steps is a man to go through? I mean, whether it's you picking up somebody in a bar, you know, you're at a bar.
Happens.
Right? You're in a bar, okay? And you have to be 21 to drink in a bar. And at least in America. Different in Canada. Here in America, 21.
A lot of bars won't let you in unless you're 21.
So that means that if you're in a bar drinking, you have shown an ID to somebody. So if you have a fake ID and you're a 17-year-old girl, and you're drinking in that bar, and some guy comes up to you and starts hitting on you, and one thing leads to another. Before you know it, he takes you back home, and you get together, and you have a little sexual action. And then the next thing you know, she's threatening you with a possible statutory rape situation, and you get strung up on charges, and now you're looking at a couple, maybe 5 years in prison as a result of you apparently not either, number one, asking to see her identification, and B, if you did happen to ask that, and I wonder how many guys have ever asked a girl to show her ID before climbing into bed with them. If you actually did, if you are someone that has asked for an ID, I'd love to hear your story, 800-259-9231. But let's say you actually did ask for ID, and the girl showed you an ID, and you looked at it, and, yeah, well, state of Florida, and, okay, date of birth, yep, she's 21. Okay, let's get it on. And then it turns out it was a fake ID. You're still going to get charged.
Yep.
Because apparently it's your responsibility as a man to
know,
or the older person, again, this could happen in reverse, it's your responsibility to identify fake identification. I mean, how many people are trained at that? Let's see, they give maybe liquor store operators, the cashiers there, maybe they
and
get
they
a
make
little,
mistakes too.
Right, maybe they get a little rudimentary training, bartenders, waitstaff. You know, these are people that get some level of training as to how to spot a fake ID. But if the fake's really good, and you can buy really good fakes, and these kids know where to get them from the underground, How are you? I mean, how can anyone defend these laws putting these guys in jail? And the same thing applies to these people that are running the Girls Gone Wild situation, where they're asking girls, are you old enough? Okay, show us your ID. Here, sign this form. It's a release form. How many other ways do they have to cover their butts? Are you just going to tell me that people shouldn't be allowed to film others naked? Is that what the answer is? Well, if you want to be safe, just don't film anybody naked. Well, obviously,
or only old people.
Yeah, obviously, right. People with wrinkles. So I just, you know, I want to hear from you if you think this is unreasonable, because I sure think it is. And if you think it's reasonable that men have to, people who are older have to start checking identifications of young people that they might be interested in spending time with, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You know what I think most of this hatred being directed towards Joe Francis is? And I don't know this guy. For all I know, he's a jack, you know, real jerk. Okay, he's a real wealthy dude, and he's kind of, he seems like a smarmy kind of a guy.
Yeah, he's, you know, to do this kind of career, it seems a little slick.
So I'm not coming to his defense as a person. I don't know the guy. Okay,
but we should come to his defense to film whatever he wants to film, as long
absolutely.
As you know, and as long as he takes reasonable precautions to find out that these women are over the age of 18. I mean, what the heck?
You know, I think that There are two things that I want to comment on in regards to Joe Francis. One is the attitude of the jailers and what they have allegedly done to him in denying him blankets and that sort of thing, and threatening him with even worse. The behavior of the jailers, and also the behavior in the comments on this article that I'm reading at TulsaWorld.com, just the vitriol and the hatred that is being spewed towards this Joe Francis character, I think most of these posters that are trying to, you know, make themselves sound like they're high and mighty and that this guy's the scum of the earth, I think they're just jealous of old Joe. You think? I mean, he's successful. He's made millions of dollars doing this Girls Gone Wild thing. And he's probably seen more naked women in a weekend than these posters or these jail guards will see in their entire lifetime. I think there's a little bit of jealousy going on here. That's why he's getting treated the way he is. But then again, there are plenty of prisoners that get mistreated in jail. But I think that he's getting targeted because he's Joe Francis of Girls Gone Wild fame. And they really want to stick it to him because they're jealous. What do you think? 800-259-9231. So I think that what we really need to do is just abolish the statutory rape laws. Because there's a big difference between real rape and statutory rape. In fact, I think having statutory rape laws on the books is an insult to women that actually get raped. Because rape is is when you have sexual penetration of some sort without consent.
Right.
Meaning you're forcing sex on someone. Statutory rape means you've raped the statutes. meaning that...
No, it means that the person is too young to give consent, is what it means. And I don't
Which
have a problem...
absurd.
At some point, there's some point down the age range where I think that people are unable to give consent. And I think it's odd that
if you're not
a 17-year-old girl can give consent to a 17-year-old guy, but can't give consent to a 21-year-old guy. It
right.
seems very odd.
I want to hear from you on this, 800-259-9231. Are we out of line, or is the law out of line? This is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got archives. An entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. As we go to the phones, do the fun. Ladies first, it's Becky listening in Keene, New Hampshire on WKBK. Hello, Becky.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Two quick points. The reasons why the younger men don't rat on the older women, they're saying, they wouldn't be calling the cops, they'd be writing Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, that's what I was asking earlier. Why do we never hear of the other side of the coin? Because it's always guys getting charged for having statutory rape, raped a female. We very rarely hear anything else, except for the teacher stories. Those are the
only real
exceptions.
I was going to say, yeah, Pam Smart and Mary Kay Letourneau, but anyway.
Right, and there's been more than that, but yes, that's pretty much the only exception.
And, the other quick point, all the posters to the Tulsa World and everything like that, I bet you they're his biggest customers.
Secretly, yeah, they get a little secret Girls Gone Wild stash.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's easy to be very...
You find me a guy without a porn collection, and I will find you a guy that doesn't have a social life. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know that they're inextricably linked, but I'm sure there's guys out there without porn collections.
I bet you they've never had a girlfriend or gotten past first base.
Well, they may be happily married guys with strong faith or something.
Yeah, maybe they have so much sexual intercourse that they have no need for any sort of other outlet.
Oh, you're tempting me to say stuff I can't say on the radio. Come on, guys.
Well, I'm sure they're very interested in what goes on inside those porn magazines or videos. But,
oh, I'm sure they are.
They resist the temptation.
Now, how do you feel about the issue of the statutory rape, where these...
I think it's crap.
So
I
you think
if a person's woman enough to engage in sexual intercourse, they're woman enough to deal with the consequences.
Now, what about, okay, and I actually happen to agree with you on this, but Mark says there should be an age somewhere. Mark says it should be less than 18, but somewhere between, really young and 18.
I think there needs to be, different windows.
I lived in Tennessee for about 2 years, and the age of consent actually was 16.
Right.
I personally think if you're old enough to drive a 3,000-pound death machine, you can have a little fun on a Saturday night.
It's hard to argue with that particular point.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody could reasonably be against lowering it to 16, because that's the way it is in many states. Here in our very own New Hampshire, it is 16. In fact, as of recently, not until, I guess it wasn't too long ago, that Hawaii changed theirs from 14 to 16. But the entire country of Canada, it's 14. And what's interesting is that despite the fact that Canada has that low of an age of consent, it's America that has the problem with teenage pregnancy.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, there are some states in this union that you can get married at 13.
It's true, with parental consent. Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So I think that that abolishing statutory rape is the way to go. If there's real rape going on, then that needs to be prosecuted. Those people need to be put away, and I don't care how old the victim is. Real rape is abhorrent.
And you could tell the difference between real rape and just a couple of kids screwing around.
No doubt about it. Becky, great call. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We talked to David in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Hello?
Hey, David, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, I really need to mention some very crucial points about the statutory thing. What most people don't understand is that this was created for the courts, and I'm sorry to say, but in the state of Ohio, this has become nothing more than a modern-day witch hunt, and I have to be very specific on certain factors. First of all, you were talking about this thing about the consenting age. They'll prosecute a man any age over 18 for having a sexual relationship with any teenager, okay?
They sure will.
So an 18-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old.
Yep.
If that 17-year-old took a gun and shot somebody, they'd be on trial in the state of Ohio as an, adult.
Mm.
Okay?
Right. So they're an adult if they pick up a gun, but if they pull their pants down, they're a child.
So we have to get to the truth of what's behind all of this. And the truth is there's something called the common law. And what people don't realize, you won't see a child being prosecuted for a crime under the age of 13 because under the common law, men and women are men and women at the age of 13. Now, the prosecutors know this. They use both sides of the statutory thing and the de facto citizenship status under Article 14 to bend the whim any way they want. When it pleases the court to call a 17 or a 16-year-old an adult to put somebody away, they're an adult. And when that same court needs to call that 17 or 16-year-old a child to put somebody away, they do the same thing. Now, in Ohio, there's another point that I have to bring up. The issue of rape itself is a self-convicting accusation. You hear somebody mention that somebody, like you said, this guy who you were speaking of before, how people are giving death threats and everything else.
Yeah.
If you're accused of something like that, a person's eyeballs will be rolling out, their mouth will be snarling up in guilt and conviction and hate towards this man before they even know one single fact.
Sure, before the trial, in many cases.
Right, it's the seriousness of the charge.
Against this man from day one, it is. And unfortunately, what people don't realize is states are worried more about something called Agenda 21 than crime. They want to cram people into prison. I hate to say it, in Cuyahoga County, our prosecutor does more railroading than Amtrak.
Oh, okay. That's how prosecutors work, man. I mean, it's all politically motivated. They don't actually care about keeping criminals off the streets.
They will withhold unlawfully and illegally withhold crucial evidence that will find a man innocent just so they can make a case. They know better than 60% of these people that are in there are innocent. You'll have 18-year-olds doing life in prison because he happens to be an 18-year-old Romeo who happened to do something with his 16-year-old girlfriend.
I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone getting life for statutory rape.
In Ohio, it's life without parole. And what they do is they stack up a bunch of charges and get you to take a plea.
A plea bargain, yep. That's how it works everywhere. And you're right, these prosecutors...
Try to get an attorney to represent you. When you're accused of that crime, nobody wants to know you. They look at you like you're some sort of green bug. They don't want nothing to do with on the accusation, on the face of it alone. So God help you. If you're ever accused of rape or statutory rape in the state of Ohio, you're condemned by accusation alone.
And don't worry.
These courts will make sure that they put up enough spin doctors. And that's another thing they do in Ohio. Witnesses mean firsthand. A firsthand witness is somebody who could say, I was there, he did this, I saw him do it.
Right.
They put doctors and psychologists who enter what they call speculation into the record of fact under the pretext of professionalism. They go up on the get up in the courtroom and they testify why they think this happened. Under the Constitution, that's illegal, but they do it in Ohio.
Well, welcome to the courtrooms of America, and I don't think it's necessarily just Ohio that's engaging in these sorts of behaviors. You know, prosecutors across the country are essentially a political position. They're usually somebody that's upwardly mobile in the world of politics. They're somebody that wants to run for a mayor or a sheriff or something like that, and so they want to pad their records, their conviction rates, with as many convictions as possible, and they go and they do the exact things that you talk about. They throw a bunch of charges at somebody, offer them a plea bargain, scare the crap out of them, so they plea out instead of taking
it to
trial.
I would say some prosecutors do that. I don't know how many or anything
too
like
many.
That.
They're, I'll tell you,
too many. It's too many. Let me tell you something. The most important issue here is they recognize this is a mechanism that works to cram people in prison, whether they did something or not. And, you know, once you have license, tyranny is the next level. This is proven. Anytime you give governmental authorities more control and more power, they always, always, always abuse it. We got 30,000 plus years of human history to prove this.
You're right.
I would agree with that.
And it's never enough. David, great call. Well informed. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231.
I can tell you that people do get charged as adults who are 12 years old, which is under the age that he was talking about, at least in the state of Florida.
Hmm.
I've seen them.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as I think some prosecutors take their jobs very seriously, want to see the guilty people get convicted and want to see the innocent people go free, I would say that you and David are correct that they're incentivized to convict people. It's their job to convict people,
right.
And therefore some of them can take that too seriously.
It's not their job to care about the truth. It's not their job to care about justice.
That much is so.
It's their job to get someone
right.
in
an
a jail
adversarial
cell.
System.
Yep. And the more people they put in jail cells, the bigger the budget for the jails in the prison system the next year, and of course, the bigger their conviction record, so it looks real good when they run for mayor. And our friends and family are suffering as a result of it. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel, I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package.
Call 1-800-555-1212.
It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up Plan. When you decide to apply, no medical exam is necessary. Just answer a few questions. Help give your child a head start on the future today.
Call 1-800-462-0425 for your free information kit, the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Call 1-800-462-0425. That's 1-800-462-0425. Call 1-800-462-0425.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. Whether you want to discuss this issue of the out of control justice system, just throwing people into jail cells and then them getting, you know, tortured when they're there, or the absurdity of laws like statutory rape laws and age of consent, as far as these girls that are being videotaped taking their tops off when they're giving fake IDs to the people with the video cameras. You want to comment on all that or anything different? Your choice. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki and the shrine and the BBS and all of the features we give away. But we do ask, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, that you go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll get Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts and hats and hoodies and more. All there at store.freetalklive.com. American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help get you closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and more. Head over to AmericanConsumerNews.com and get some good information. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com. We go to the phones. You bring up what you want. James in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Oh, hello. I'm Mr. Ray, and I'm a high school teacher at a high school in Massachusetts, and I love your guys' show. I have segments recorded, and I play them in my class. You got
lovely, fantastic. James. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to bring up the subject of the statutory rape once again that you guys were talking about before the commercial break. And well, I was acquitted for statutory raping one of my students, Jeff. Yes, it was a very awkward time in my life, and I went to jail for it, and it was just a horrible day.
Wait, you were acquitted? How could you have gone to jail if you were acquitted for it?
Sorry, I meant to say convicted. I'm sorry. It was my mind's racing. I haven't been on the show before. It's just
yeah, that's all right. I understand. People get nervous. People get excited. Adrenaline pumps.
So, did you do it?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay.
When I was in jail, it was horrible. The guards would beat us, and the other inmates would sexually harass the other inmates. It was just terrible.
Now, Mark is a man who spent 9 years in prison. If somebody comes in that, I mean, I'm just going by your voice. You sound like you might be a little on the flamboyant side. Would that be an accurate statement, James? James? He put down his phone. Thanks for the call. Anyway, Mark, as a man who spent 9 years in prison, with somebody as flamboyant as James comes in, what will happen to him?
It's going to be a tough road.
What does that mean?
Well, people have the expectation, inmates have the expectation that they're going to make somebody who's very gay and very obviously gay into their woman. And then they're going to, do whatever it is that they want, whether it's themselves or, renting him out.
Do the inmates fight over the women?
Yeah, there are fights. I'm not saying that it happens every day or anything like that, but, sure.
So if one inmate decides he wants your woman, he may try to fight you for.
It's unlikely that, usually it's done through relationships.
Mm-hmm.
This whole, the whole
thing. So they can break
them,
they can break up?
Yeah.
If they want?
Sure they can.
Huh.
It just depends on where you are and what the level of violence is in those places. But, mostly people are talked into these things, not threatened. There's a certain amount of threatening. Not
I think it's interesting. You've told me off the air, and I think you might have talked about it on the air before, but that essentially the jail, the rape situation in America's prisons are, in your opinion, essentially overstated.
That's my opinion.
It's glamorized to an extent for Hollywood.
Sure. The stuff you see on Oz, I can't say that none of it ever happened while I was in, but I was in for 9 years.
Yeah.
And
9 years, how many incidents did you become aware of?
Of what, rape?
Yeah.
The prison system's gotten a lot safer because they're putting a lot more people in it and they have to keep them safe. Okay. Otherwise, they're going to be sued. So most of them that I heard about happened even before I was there, so I wasn't even there for. I did hear what I believe to be that going on at one point, maybe a handful.
Interesting. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you've spent some time on the inside. You want to comment on this or whatever's on your mind. We go back to the phones to Josh in Washington listening on KUSA in Yakima. Hello there.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on what you're talking about there with adults and even youth being charged with sex crimes. I worked as an entertainment agent for several years in Washington State, and I came across a young man up in Washington State who was living on the streets, and he had told me a story about how he had been arrested at the age of 12 and charged with a sex offense crime, and basically it was just a classic case of two individuals playing doctor, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case, it just totally destroyed the kid's life. Destroyed
wow.
His mom and his dad. It was a small community up in Washington State, to about 10,000 people in the community. They plastered his face and posters, flyers, sex
My
offender
goodness.
Flyers throughout the entire town. He was made to travel nearly 30 miles out of town to go to a special school because they considered him to be a danger to other kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it wasn't... after going through the case, and I spent close to $30,000 reopening up the case and files and everything, we got to doing some research in it, and there was nothing there.
What do you mean?
There was nothing there. The cops didn't have anything to go by.
They threatened him with a bunch of charges, and he plead out. Is that what happened?
Well, basically what happened is the cops in this small hick town, that's what I'm going to call it,
mm-hmm.
Decided that they're going to go ahead and take this 12-year-old boy, set him down in an interrogation room, and interrogate him for 10 hours without his mom or his dad or anybody there that was a legal guardian.
Wow.
And
they got him to confess, or what?
Well, basically, I wouldn't say they got him to confess. I'd say they bullied him into a confession.
Well, that's what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a confession of what really took place. I mean, they had documented times of the so-called sexual acts that took place, and
I'm going through reading the documents, and I'm like, my God, they had a clock in every area, and he was paying attention to what time everything took place. It didn't make any sense. None of it made any sense. And
so they
We're taking 12-year-olds in this country. We're charging them with heinous crimes. What are we doing to our young men here in this country?
I don't know. It's madness. But it's not just young men. There are stories that come out from time to time, and we always share them here when they come across our desks because they're just so outrageous, of young men and young ladies in that same age bracket, you know, 13, 14, 12, getting together and, you know,
getting charged for, you know,
fooling around
the same ages.
Right. And getting, you know, maybe because so many kids have cell phones and digital cameras today, taking a picture, a snapshot of the activities, and then they've got a child porn charge in addition to statutory rape charges or underage sex charges. And, you know, you mentioned it ruined his life. You're absolutely right. Can you imagine? I mean, if this hadn't happened, if he hadn't been brought up on these charges and he just fooled around with another, you know, another little girl, then, you know, it would have just simply been an indiscretion, and it could have been something the families would have been able to handle together. They could have put it behind them, you know, if necessary, gotten some counseling, but that would have been about as far as it would have gone. And now, instead, he's been damaged permanently. It's awful.
Well, the way they claimed it, there was a three-year law there where if there was 3 years from the other individual involved, then that's all of a sudden a sex charge.
So the girl was 3 years younger?
Yes. Well, the individual was 3 years younger.
I see.
So
just a tragic situation.
And what actually should have placed there was the parents should have got involved and handled the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Cops never even came into the situation.
Well, the problem we have today, beyond the fact that the so-called justice system is out of control and the other things we've talked about tonight, is that parents think cops are going to help the situation. We see stories that don't even involve sex charges, that just involve a parent having trouble disciplining their child or whatever, or they want to teach little Johnny a lesson. They call in the cops, hoping the cops are going to come and, lecture the kid? Well, no. Cops come. They want to arrest somebody. They want to put somebody in handcuffs. So usually it ends up really exacerbating the situation and making what was a bad situation into something several times worse. The most the example that's standing out in my mind is that young 14-year-old boy who had stolen his grandmother's car, went for a joyride in his grandma's car. She called the cops when he'd come back. In order to, I guess, have a word with him, you know, scare him a little bit. Well, they arrested him and put him in an internment camp, essentially, where he died at the hands of his captors. I mean, if Grandma hadn't called the police, nothing would have happened, and that little boy would still be alive today. So, really, please, try not to call the cops if you have a situation, because they're just going to make it worse.
Absolutely. They will make it a lot worse. And in any case, anytime any one of your juvenile... anytime a child is involved in a situation with a cop, there should be a guardian there with them during the questioning process.
Absolutely, because they sure don't know their rights. I mean, most American adults don't know their rights. Certainly young Americans don't know a damn thing about freedom and their rights and the right to remain silent and all the rest. Great call, Josh. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Some stunning numbers from the military. Turns out they're not being so honest with their injury numbers. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America.